So you seek to destroy. You got it in your hands. Can you help us? Can you understand? So you are yourself. So you are something. Everything I've seen, it doesn't change a thing. Sometimes it comes to time and sometimes it's over. Sometimes I understand and it's that time over. So you seek to destroy. This has all been planned. Can you help us? Can you understand? So you are yourself.
Listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We just heard a track there from an early UK punk slash post-punk band known as Swell Maps. And they had a bunch of releases out and then they kind of stopped around, was it 1980?
Yeah, it was very early on, and they did have, I believe, two studio records, but mainly they were known for their singles, a lot of which were compiled on this compilation record. It's, oddly enough, probably the best-known thing that they've done, International Rescue.
Yeah, and we heard the song Real Shocks from that. There's a vinyl edition, and there's some that have different track listing orders and different songs.
In the original compact disc edition, which was released in 1999... that contains pretty much the entirety of all the iterations of it. So if you want the definitive version, you can go for that. Of course, people have their different preferences of what version they prefer. Whatever iteration you have of it, a fantastic assemblage of songs from this great band that would define UK punk and then post-punk down the road. Really great stuff from the Swell Maps, whose sound always changed up just enough to show that they were breaching new ground.
Yeah, and they made a lot of recordings in a short period of time.
Oh, to say the least.
Before that, we heard music from The Fall, from 1986's Bend Sinister album. We heard Shoulder Pads 1.
Not to be confused with Shoulder Pads 2.
Which is also on the album.
Which is true.
And it's a shorter song.
It much shorter. I do love that sort of whistling-sounded synthesizer on there. That was a hard sentence to get out, but really great sound.
Like that.
Yeah, thank you for that iteration of it, Dave. That's fantastic. Fantastic stuff from The Fall. Even though Bend Sinister may not be their most revered record, it has a number of great deep cuts on it that really make it well worth a listen.
Before that, we heard music from the Hypos?
I believe it's the Hypos.
The Hypos. H-Y-P-O-S.
That's Hypos.
A new band based out of Memphis that features Greg Cartwright and several different musicians, including Scott Mick... What does that say?
I think it's Scott McMicken.
McMicken of...
Dr. Dog.
He's perhaps
Dr.
best
Dog,
known for
and as a Medicine soloist. Dog.
Two different things.
Dr. Dog, Medicine Canine.
Anyways, the Hypos have a new self-titled release out that came out in January, and we heard the song All Summer from that release. Part of that, we heard music from Detroit's Deadbeat Beat from their most recent album, 2019's How Far. They are currently working on a new release. Hopefully that we hear something from that soon. And we heard two tracks from this release. We heard From What I Can Tell and also Baphomet. Really catchy song that starts off the album. And then we started off
with one of the catchiest songs you ever hear about the devil. It's great.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. And then before that, we heard music from Detroit's Mexican Knives, who unfortunately are not around anymore. They have two really cool albums. We heard something from the 2015 self-titled release called TikTok, and that started off our set there. We're going to continue next with some, as the kids say, punk rock.
Some very heavy punk rock. Mm-hmm. So, you know, definitely if you felt that you weren't getting enough energy in the show, strap yourselves in, because it's going to be a bit of a heavier set. Not only here are we going to hear some music from Bad Egg, DVTR, Pissed Jeans, but we're also celebrating the 40th anniversary of Black Flag's My War record. Now, this was the second full-length record from the group who pioneered hardcore music in the American scene. Really, even though they were known going back to the late 70s through different iterations and with other members, the final, I guess you could say, lineup of Greg Ginn, of Henry Rollins being the principal members there, really were the things that I think galvanized the band and really put them forward. At this point, really, Black Flag was a three-piece. They didn't have an active bass player, so Greg Ginn actually performed the bass lines on the entire record, and Bill Stevenson played drums with Greg Ginn, and they were the musical component to this. And this was the first album that really saw Henry Rollins come up as a lyrical writer. The previous albums were still Greg Ginn compositions, by and large, with a few contributions from other members of the group. But this was the one that was primarily lyrically by Henry Rollins. So this is officially the first real Henry Rollins release with Black Flag, despite the fact that Damage was such a critical success and such a big album in 81. This album also saw a change where the band deviated away from let's just play hard and fast and started integrating different sounds and textures into arrangements, including an influence from Black Sabbath. So they started yes. like getting a little bit dirgier, a little bit heavier than they were.
They would eventually go a little bit more in the metal direction.
Some would argue almost too far.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of that era of Black Flag, but this one where they're really just transitioning into that, I think they really show the best of both sides. And I think it does stand up to be one of the best records from their discography. I know, well, what's his name? The principal songwriter from Queens of the Stone Age.
Josh Homme.
Yeah, Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. Loves this record, and I think rightfully so. It's a very iconic album cover with this bright blue background with a face peering over a mitten holding a butcher knife. A very bizarre, nonsensical album cover, but one that I think does get the point across of what you're going to experience while listening to this. So to celebrate 40 years of My War from Black Flag, we're going to hear two songs from it, starting off with the title track, and then getting into some of that other heavy music we're talking about. Strap yourself in. It's going to be a wild ride on this Saturday night on Revolution Rock. Hey, you are tuned in to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. Here's Adam and Dave with you on your Saturday night, coming back from a very energetic set, ending off with music from the Golden Essers, a band that Dave played quite a few times in the previous year. Really enjoying that, and I guess it was kind of news to you that they have a live album out.
Yeah, because they just came out with their debut release, so live at Vertigogo, which is a bar/venue in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And we heard their live rendition of Wear Black, which can also be found on their debut record.
For that, we heard music from Canadian band Bad Egg.
Yeah, we heard the track Beat Egg from their album Century Egg. There's a theme going on, in case you're surprised.
Egg.
Yeah, very, very egg.
Three eggs there.
Yeah, Vincent Price would love them. Great stuff coming out from that group, Bad Egg. We also heard from DVTR. We heard the song DVTR from the group, from their Bonjour EP. Prior to that, newer music, which I'm really glad to get to because it's been out for a while and we've yet to play a lot from Half Divorced, which is the latest record from Pissed Jeans, one of my favorite post-hardcore groups that are active in the scene.
Would you say we've played half of it now? No, we haven't.
No,
we've only played, I think, two tracks.
I think this is the second one, which is funny because then we're playing $62,000 in debt from the latest greatest release from Pissed Jeans, and then we played a pair of songs from Black Flag celebrating 40 years of the My War record originally released this week all the way back in 1984. We heard a pair of tracks, Forever Time and My War. Now we still have a lot we want to get to, including music from Pearl Harbor, Shadow Show, who put on a great album performance, an album debut performance I should say, in what was it? It was February, the weekend
End of February.
Yeah, the weekend of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't remember the date. But
yeah.
So they played two nights, and we were at one of the nights at UFO Factory, and the night we were there, there's different bands each night. Debbie Beat played, one of several bands, and
they also performed in Windsor not too long thereafter. They put on a fantastic show at the Fog Lounge.
Yeah.
If you have not heard too much from Shadow Show, they kind of do a combination of 60s girl group, garage rock and punk with some psychedelic elements thrown in. I love the combination, and we're going to be playing one of my favorite songs from this record. But we're going to start things off with the latest release from Mary Timoney from Untame the Tiger. Here is the song Summer here on Revolution Rock.